Here's a quiz to broaden your mind. Wherever you are at the moment, identify something, actual or abstract, and try to answer the following 10 questions about it. The questions are summarised in the graphic on the webpage of this podcast. I'll first give you 3 examples of it, as a book, a banana, and the colour brown. First question. How did it come into existence? Here are the examples. A book comes into existence when it rolls off the press. A banana comes into existence when the flower ovary is fertilised. Brown comes into existence when there is someone to observe that quality. Next question. What materials is it created from? A book is created from paper, ink, glue, and maybe metal staples. A banana is created from soil nutrients, air and sunlight, etc. Brown is created by reflecting back red and green light. Next question. What sort of parts does it have? A book has a cover, binding, pages, many printed letters and fibres in the paper. A banana has a stalk, a skin, pulp and sometimes seeds, then cells. Brown is a colour that is a blend of light of different wavelengths. Next question. What form of intellect does it embody? A book is the product and repository of the author's mind, which has formed by his or her education. Banana is the product of a plant that can sense moisture, nutrients, sun, etc. Brown depends on light, that you could say was first formed in the mind of God. Next question. What type of influences is it under? A book stays on its shelf by gravity and is in a particular place determined by the librarian. A banana is controlled by gravity also, climate and the farmer who planted it. Brown depends on the properties of life and how it is reflected off pigments. Next question. How does it move and function? A book should stay on its shelf until opened by someone who reads it. A banana gradually develops, ripens, is picked, peeled, and then eaten. Brown is an electromagnetic wave travelling at the speed of light. Next question. What is the whole purpose of it? A book is made to provide the reader with the author's thoughts. A banana's natural purpose is to distribute seeds and is cultivated to provide food. Brown as a colour serves the purpose of enabling us to create visual images. Next question. What message does it convey? A book tells us about the author's thoughts and what they mean. A banana tells us it is yellow, banana-shaped, with an aroma that says, "Eat me." Brown colour tells us that certain pigments are present and that a banana is possibly overripe. Next question. What is the interior form or structure of it? A book has a cover, internal pages with words and letters in sequence on the page, and under are fibres and atoms, etc. A banana has a skin, pulp inside, a core made up of cells with their own structure. And brown is an electromagnetic wave consisting of particles or waves at certain frequencies, photons buzzing up and down. Last question. How does it relate to its surroundings? A book is read by people and can often be a cherished possession. A banana can be eaten and enjoyed by people, nourishing them and helping them to grow healthy. Brown can bring us great pleasure as the colour for ploughed soil and autumnal foliage. Do you get the idea? We could try it as a bus, Bach the composer, a black hole, or the virtue of beauty, anything. Okay, so you try it. Or why don't you be it? So here are the questions again with a pause to let you think about yourself. Question. How did you come into existence? Was it at conception or at birth? Where and when were you born? Who were your parents? Question. What materials are you created from? Cells, flesh, bones, blood, your clothes, and the materials of that mobile phone always in your hand. Question. What parts of the body do you have? Hopefully head, arms, legs, muscles, organs, nervous system, blood system, etc. And that mobile you can't part with. Question. What form of intellect do you embody? Go on, you're quite brainy, aren't you? Or maybe you're the practical type. Question. What type of influences are you under? No, not drink silly, but man-made laws as well as natural ones, or peer pressure, for example. Question. How do you move and function? Okay, so that would be, what type of work, exercise, hobbies did you have? Where do you travel to? Question. What is your whole purpose in life? Careful, yes, this is a difficult one to answer properly and can change throughout life. Was it your work or what you love? Question. What message do you convey to the world? So, was it I am the greatest or something more subtle? What's your aim on social media, for example? Question. What is your interior form or structure? Wondered about that, didn't you? That'll include body, mind, soul, spirit. It can get complicated to describe. Question. How do you relate to other people? And God, if you believe there is a God. Hopefully you like to get on with others, even love some of them. Well, that's the end of the 10 questions. So, how did you get on? To finish off, note that you will find more satisfactory answers to several of these questions if you do believe in God. And if you want to try these questions with God as it, remember that God is no thing. I'd suggest you start with Jesus the Christ, who is both human and divine, and whose birthday we celebrate at Christmas. Have fun. Bye.